Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
Well, the latest election poll, that's what dominating the papers here at home this morning. Just a quick look around some of the headlines today. The Examiner leads, Sinn Féin surges to historic poll lead. The Irish Times headline this morning, Sinn Féin leads the way going into election. And the Daily Mail leading also this morning with the Mary Lou bounce. First of all, this poll was released last night. The findings of the poll, it was taken or carried out on Thursday, Friday and Saturday of last week, and it's found that Sinn Féin has surged into first place in the general election race, with a quarter now of all likely voters now saying that they intend to vote for the Sinn Féin party. This is the Irish Times Ipsos MRBI opinion survey, and it puts Fine Gael in third position, 20% behind Fianna Fáil on 23%, Sinn Féin sitting on 25%. Just to give you some of the stats, if you're just joining us, you may have heard Sean mention them there in the news bulletin, the state of the parties. This is when the undecided voters and those unlikely to vote are excluded. Sinn Féin, as I mentioned, 25%, that's up 4 points. Fianna Fáil, 23%, down 2. Fine Gael on 20%, that's down 3. The Greens, 8%, no change there. Labour on 4%, down 1. Independents and smaller parties, 20%, up 2. And the comparison is, this is with, for instance, the most recent Irish Times Ipsos MRBI survey at the beginning of the election campaign back in mid-January. Just among the independents and the smaller parties, the breakdown there shows a number of groups all within the margin of error of each other. The Solidarity, People Before Profits at 2%. No change. The Social Democrats also at 2%, no change. Independence for Change is at 1%. Independence Alliance is at less than 1%. AIMTHU is at 1%. Non-party independents are on 10%, no change. And other groups and parties are on 3% also. This survey was conducted face-to-face among 1,200 adults at 120 locations in every constituency. The accuracy level, according to the Irish Times, is estimated at plus or minus 2.8%. There is lots of analysis of that poll inside all of the broadsheets this morning. There'll be further analysis of it coming up on News Talk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. And as you heard Shane mention there, the Sinn Féin party leader Mary Lou MacDonald will be joining Shane and Kieran on Breakfast just after 8 o'clock this morning. Just staying with the election as well today. In Tipperary, the sudden death of the independent candidate there, Maurice Skeehan, means the election of candidates will not proceed in the constituency now on this coming Saturday. The Department of Housing has confirmed the existing field of candidates will have to be countermanded by the Tipperary returning officer. And also, according to the Examiner, Matty McGrath and Joe Hannigan, independent candidates in Tipperary, confirmed last night that they will seek legal advice as to whether postponement of the election can be avoided. You'll be hearing more on that later today also. And the Sun leads this morning, RTE relent and allow Sinn Féin boss in tonight's debate. Well, hello Mary Lou is the headline on the front of the Sun this morning. And of course, the final televised debate of the election campaign taking place tonight on RTE television. And of course, that will be the talking point, I've no doubt, dominating tomorrow. Just a quick look at some of the remainder of the tabloids today as well. Both the Star and the Herald leading with a court story there this morning. But to some of the other stories that you are going to be talking about today. The teacher strike. The Irish Independent telling us this morning that the threat of more teacher strikes before the summer now seems to be in the pipeline. Pupils could be hit by more teacher strikes before the school year is out. This is the paper's education editor Catherine Donnelly writing this morning that this one day stoppage by the TUI, it's taking place today. It's closed more than half of the second level schools in the country, forcing about 200,000 students to stay at home today, also causing disruption in colleges of further education, Institutes of Technology and Technological University Dublin. But it may only be the start of a wave of strike action by the trade unions designed to maximise pressure on the new government to end their two-tier pay scales. There's more on that story across all of the papers this morning, but that's the story that we're going to be talking about here on Breakfast Briefing in around 10 minutes' time. To some of the other stories that caught my eye this morning, this story that caught my eye this morning is on the front of the Irish Times. Alleged abusers could interview complainants is the headline on the front of the Irish Times today. People under investigation for child abuse, including sexual abuse, will be permitted to personally interview their alleged victims in certain circumstances under new TUSLA in investigation procedures. Child protection experts have expressed serious concern that the guidelines, which are contained in TUSLA's new child abuse substantial procedures, are overly weighed in favour of the rights of alleged abusers and risk re-traumatising alleged victims of abuse. This is according to the story in the front page of the paper this morning. The new policy guidelines, a copy of which have been seen by the Irish Times, are set to come into force in June, and TUSLA social workers are currently receiving training in their implementation. Now, according to the paper, the guidelines introductions follow several legal cases brought against TUSLA by individuals investigated over abuse allegations. Social workers must stress test allegations when interviewing complainants, the guidelines state, including by asking if there may have been alternative explanation or misinterpretation on their part in relation to the allegations. And in some cases, social workers should facilitate alleged suspects to stress test the allegations themselves by personally questioning complainants or witnesses. If the complainant is still a child or is a vulnerable adult, it would be generally inappropriate for them to be questioned by their alleged abuser. This is according to the CASP guidelines. More on that story, front page of the Irish Times this morning, but I've no doubt you'll be hearing much more about that today. The other story that caught my eye, you may have heard Shane mention it there a few moments ago, it's on the front page and inside the Irish Examiner this morning. Drugs blizzard in Galway is the headline in the front of the paper. This is Galway County Council is going to consider random drug tests in secondary schools and even at sports organisations in rural parts of County Galway. And the proposal follows the news that Galway has seen a major increase in highly potent supplies of cocaine and cannabis, described as a blizzard in recent months. And inside the paper as well, this was speaking at the County Galway, the Joint Policing Committee meeting. The HSC clinical specialist in addiction, Joe Tracy, quoted inside the Irish Examiner this morning, said that it's not snowing in Galway, there's a blizzard. The JPC's Crime Prevention and Personal Safety Subcommittee yesterday recommended that the local authority and the Gardaí examine the possibility of introducing random drugs testing in schools. We're interested in your view on that story this morning. What do you make of it? You can let us know, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To some of the other stories that you'll be hearing about today, just an interesting story in the front of the Farming Independent this morning. Margaret Donnelly writing that more marts facing closure as insurance costs soar. This is a coalition of 30 mart managers have now come together to highlight their fears for the mart network ahead of the election. The chairperson of the Mart Managers of Ireland, Eimear McGuinness, told the Farming Independent that many marts have seen a huge increase in costs, including insurance and rates. There's been a dramatic rise, Eimear McGuinness is quoted in the front of the Farming Independent this morning, in annual insurance premiums for livestock marts nationally, she said, with some marts seeing increases of up to 255% between 2015 and 2018. More on that story, as I mentioned, in the Farming Independent to today. To some of the other stories, though, high visibility patrols guard the patrols in Cork. Now planned. This is in the front of the Examiner. Gardaí are planning to mount what are described as targeted high visibility evening foot and bike patrols in Cork city centre to enhance public safety there. They've also increased the number of inspections of licensed premises in the city. It's part of a nationwide assault reduction strategy. And details of this new policing measures were announced by the Chief Superintendent during a meeting of the Cork City Joint Policing Committee yesterday, which heard that despite a recent spike in serious violent crime, there was a 13% drop in reported assaults in the Cork City Garda Division during the Christmas period compared to the same time last year. Also, another interesting story caught my eye today. One person lodged 8,000 separate noise complaints to Dublin Airport last year. Overall, the Dublin Airport in 2019, the total number of noise complaints received by the airport was 15,160, and one individual living closer within the vicinity of the airport contacted authorities to complain about noise from the aircraft 8,000 times in 1 year. According to the reports this morning, that's 21 complaints a day, providing that the complainant didn't take a day off. Also, you may have spotted this on Twitter yesterday, just a story that emerged. The Teep family received polling card for cancer victim Irene. This is cervical check campaigner Stephen Teep is now demanding a root and branch review of the country's register of electors after a general election polling card arrived for his late wife Irene, who died almost 3 years ago. And now Stephen Teep said the arrival of the card in the post highlights a lack of care and attention to detail in a key state system and underlines why people have a general lack of confidence in such systems. You'd have to agree, you'd imagine that once you contact the local authorities once, that that would be enough. But more on that story, page 7 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also, just one or two other stories to flag with you today. Interesting story on page 20 of the Irish Independent this morning. Where do you buy your runners? Sports shops are putting runners at increased risk of injury by giving unqualified advice when selling trainers and insoles. This is according to a knee surgeon. Amir Quarshire, who's a consultant knee and limb reconstruction surgeon at the University Hospital in Southampton in England, said that sports retailers may be putting customers at risk by claiming to provide detailed assessments about limb movements. And the information is then used to advise people about the best kind of footwear that they should be wearing when they're running or standing or going for walks, and whether or not they require standard or custom moulded foot orthotics such as insoles or support straps. Interesting commentary from the knee consultant, as I mentioned, inside the Irish Independent today. Just one other story caught my eye this morning. Page 9 of the Telegraph in the UK today. Parents face a phone ban when picking up their kids. This is in Britain. Parents have been banned from using their mobile phones at the school gates, and it's to try and encourage them to smile and to ask their kids about their day. The Highdown Infant Junior School in Portishead in Bristol originally introduced the rule as a safeguarding policy, but now believes that it benefits students in other ways as well. And Andrea Cohen, who's the school's executive teacher, said that both schools have a real focus on the children using a rich vocabulary and developing their speaking and listening skills. We want to know, is it a good idea? Should parents at the school gates be told to put their phones away?
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.